It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. For the second week in a row, the Senate voted down proposals to extend the payroll tax holiday through next year. This morning, we're taking a closer look at some of the rhetoric around the Democrats' proposal to pay for the extension with a millionaire's surtax. Republicans argue this would hit small business owners particularly hard. NPR's Tamara Keith went out searching for millionaire business owners who would be affected, and the results of that search might surprise you.
In the latest proposal, Democrats would cover the cost of the payroll tax holiday with a 2% surtax on income over $1 million a year. Virtually every Republican in Congress hates this idea.
How do you create new jobs by taking more earnings away from the very employers that are creating the jobs?
We don't believe that now is the time to raise taxes on small businessmen and women.
That was Arizona Senator John Kyle and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia. The argument is that many small business owners report company profits on their individual taxes because of the way their businesses are structured. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says the surtax would hurt their ability to hire.
It's just intuitive that, you know, if you're somebody who's in business and you get hit with a tax increase, it's going to be that much harder, I think, to make investments that are going to lead to job creation.
We wanted to talk to business owners who would be affected. So NPR requested help from numerous Republican congressional offices, including House and Senate leadership. They were unable to produce a single millionaire job creator for us to interview. So we went to the business groups that have been lobbying against the surtax. Again, 3 days after putting in a request, none of them was able to find someone for us to talk to. A group called the Tax Relief Coalition said the problem was finding someone willing to talk about their personal taxes on national radio. So we put a query on Facebook, and several business owners who said they would be affected by the millionaire surtax responded.
It's not in the top 20 things that we think about when we're making a business hire.
Ian Yanquit owns Tortoise Investment Management, a boutique investment firm in White Plains, New York. He has 10 employees and in recent years has done a lot of hiring, which means a lot of discussions about hiring.
And not once in any of those conversations did what my ultimate marginal tax rate, that didn't even make it on the agenda.
Yanquit says deciding to bring on another employee is all about return on investment. Will adding another person to the payroll make his company more successful? For Jason Berger, the motivation is similar.
If my taxes go up, I have slightly less disposable income, yes, but that has nothing to do with what my business does. What my business does is based on the contracts that it wins and the demand for its services.
Berger is co-owner of CSS International Holdings, a global infrastructure contractor. Berger says his company is hiring like crazy, and he'd be perfectly willing to pay the surtax.
It's only fair that I put back into the system that is the entire reason for my success.
For the record, both Berger and Yanquit have made campaign contributions to Democrats in the past, but they say their views on the surtax are about the economics of their businesses, not their politics. Deborah Schwartz owns LAC Group, an information management firm, and she too supports the surtax.
I, like any other American, especially a business owner, I want to make as much money as I can, and I want to keep as much money in my pocket as I can. But I also believe in the greater good.
Schwartz says, surtax or no, she hopes to keep hiring.
We're going to keep on writing proposals, going after contracts, hopefully winning them. And when we do, we're going to continue to hire people.
All of this contradicts the arguments about job creators being made by Republicans in Congress. What does Senator Thune make of this?
Those, I would say, were exceptions to the rule. I think most small business owners who are out there right now would argue that, you know, raising their taxes has the opposite effect that we would want to have in a down economy.
But those small business owners apparently don't want to talk. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.